We are starting session 15 today. This is the last of the major sessions for this whole entire workshop. Next session we're going to do, session 16, is really a recap of everything we've done. So today, in many ways, is our final session, although we have another final session. But today is the last exercise we're going to do, the last major new concept that we're going to do. So this is a big one. Last time that we met in session 14, we were talking about this exercise called Dream Big, that our goal was to once a day spend 60 seconds dreaming about one specific and unique purpose that we have in life and contemplating our dream, not thinking about the practicalities of it, but thinking about whether it's consistent with God's vision for us, whether it's consistent with what we perceive to be, that is, God's vision for us and for the world, and whether we think, that is, that God would like those dreams to come true. And dreaming big is a part of recognizing that we have a big role to play in the world. Today's session continues with that theme, but it continues in a little bit of a different vein. But again, we are focusing still on, if you will, giving back to God, so to speak, where we actually play a role, not in receiving part of the equation, but in the giving part of the equation. So today, I'm going to briefly review last week's session. I know I just went over it very, very briefly right now, but I'm going to review it in more detail now. And then we're going to move on to spiritual connection part four, which is exerting heroic efforts to God. Okay, so we talked last session about spiritual connections part three. That's developing a godly vision, and that's two parts. There's developing a godly vision of ourselves, recognizing that we have a capacity for greatness, a general capacity for greatness. All human beings have amazing capacity to do incredible things that are beyond our what we typically perceive to be our limits. And then recognizing that we have unique and important jobs to do in this world, that specifically we have this constellation of characteristics that has never occurred ever in human history and never will occur ever again. And it's our job, our specific profile, gives us a unique capacity for greatness that really is within our reach. It's really within our reach because God provides all of us with whatever we really need to succeed. All we have to do is march down that path and think about what it is that we are here to do, and we can achieve it. And recognizing that we are inherently important to God, we're not too insignificant, all of that is part of having a vision of ourselves. And then there's developing a godly vision for ourselves. And this can only happen, of course, to the extent that we've developed a godly vision of ourselves, because if you don't have a godly vision of yourself, then why would you have a vision for yourself? The parts of having developing a godly vision for ourselves is having, well, generic visions and then individual visions. And the generic visions involve envisioning ourselves doing any activity that we determine is important and healthy and good, in what we perceive to be the eyes of God. And that could be eating breakfast, it could be taking out the garbage, it could be doing exercise, tidying our desks, doing our coursework if we're in school, paying our bills, taking a shower, going to sleep, or also more important things, I should say less mundane things, that's a better way of putting it, where we are engaging in generic activities that everybody does or everyone needs to do, but we're doing them for the sake of God, because we perceive that to be a divine service. The developing a godly visions for ourselves are that's really the exercise that we talked about last time, which is identifying those unique ways that only we can fulfill God's will. And that involves dreaming big, thinking about what we'd like to do to accomplish in our lifetimes for the sake of God, and then just contemplating it. Really, that's what having a division of ourselves is. And today's session on Spiritual Connections Part 4, which is about exerting heroic efforts for God, that really takes those dreams and tries to make them into a reality. So let's move on to Spiritual Connection Part 4, exerting heroic efforts for God. Okay, so this is one of those sessions where it's really easy to describe but extremely challenging to put into practice. But by this time, you're used to that happening because it's happened so many times in our program. So, in a nutshell, exerting heroic efforts is just like it sounds. It means we dig deep, really deep, and we do whatever we can to see our visions, both generic and individual, become reality. Now, what's the difficulty? Seems simple enough. Well, there are three issues. First issue is, by definition, exerting heroic efforts for God involves stress, because it means that we're going to be pushing ourselves hard to achieve our goals and our dreams. There's a colloquial phrase, give it all you've got. Nike said it, just do it. That's colloquial, and it's actually true. Exerting heroic efforts means devoting everything that we have, our time, our energy, our strength, money, emotions, our attention, our knowledge, and more to pursue our dreams. Just do it. If we don't feel the stress, we're probably not doing it. In contrast with Western culture, this is, I'm going to say it like this. This contrasts with Western culture. Western culture, we really value comfort, happiness, and the success that we want, the success that we're trying to achieve, is really the less effort we can put in, the better. Connections does not see it that way. It's not a problem to be stressed out and to be pushing yourself beyond your limits. On the contrary, you can only achieve true spiritual connection by voluntarily embracing aspects of stress. Now, it's not all the time, because you have to take care of yourself. You have to fill your own tank in interconnection. You have to make sure you're able to manage your relationships with others and take care of other people, interpersonal connection. But there are dreams that each person has. And one of the goals in life is to navigate and position ourselves in a way that we can harness all of our energy at certain points in time and devote that towards this very specific and wonderful divine service. Now, this idea is actually corroborated in some ways by psychological science, that human beings, we thrive not at low levels of stress and not at the highest levels of stress, but we thrive at moderate levels of stress. When we're exerting ourselves at least a little bit, and when we're, then we actually do better. If we're not exerting ourselves enough, we tend to be feel worse and not be productive enough. Of course, though, exerting ourselves too much is also a risk. From a spiritual perspective, there's a much deeper reason, though, that why stress is a part and parcel of spiritual connection. Success in terms of spiritual connections is measured not by how much success we have, but how much effort we expend in order to achieve our dreams. We talked about this in sessions 11 and 12 and even 13, that human beings have this limited scope of control, and ultimately God is in charge. We had this exercise even called Rely on God, trying to see life as this movie set and trying to understand that there are zero links, no links between our efforts and the outcome of our work. Ultimately, we are in God's hands. And many people exert themselves to no end, and they never achieve what they're trying to do, and others hardly lift a finger and they have instantaneous success. But that being the case, when we talk about exerting heroic efforts, we are not talking about accomplishments. We're not talking about achievement. You can have somebody who's extremely successful, but their ability was way above what they actually do accomplish, in which case, by spiritual connection, they're a failure. You can have somebody else who didn't achieve very much, but it was really a reach for them. By spiritual connections, they are pinning the needles. We can have incredible spiritual connection and be a quote-unquote failure by Western standards if we push ourselves. Exerting heroic efforts means kicking ourselves into gear and pushing ourselves through that inherent stress in order to fulfill what we perceive to be God's will. That is the goal. Whether we're successful or not, you know what? That's God's problem. God's problem. The goal is what we can do, which is exerting heroic efforts to God. In fact, from the Western perspective, this judgment of success based on achievement, and whether that's scholastic achievement, monetary achievement, family achievement, even a smaller, less significant thing, if you will, like weight loss, that's disconnection. Because if we just judge how successful we are based on our achievements, it fails to recognize it's an important concept that we're focusing on the process, not the product. Spiritual connection involves looking beyond what we achieve or what we receive and focusing on how much we push ourselves to fulfill God's will, period. So that's one of the first issues, and one of the reasons why exerting heroic efforts to God involves stress. A second issue is that exerting heroic efforts to God involves facing challenges and not avoiding them. If we're pursuing generic visions for ourselves, or especially specific visions for ourselves, we're in store for serious challenges. The greater a goal and dream you have, you're going to face trials. You're going to have tribulations along the way. That is the way that the world is set up. But people do not become great through complacency. On the contrary, the most spiritually connected people on earth are those who have lived and grown through challenges in life. I like to say, if you meet somebody and you feel a sense that they are spiritually connected, there's a very good chance that they've been through a very challenging time in their life. It's a very good chance of it. And personally, I've seen that to be the case. I haven't done any research on it. I'd like to. I haven't seen any research on it done, but it has been an experience that I've had anecdotally. There's another piece, which is that some dreams literally take a lifetime to pursue, certainly decades. And they require stitching together tens or hundreds or even thousands of smaller goals and dreams, one after the other. I'll just give an example. Let's say somebody dreams of starting a nonprofit entity in order to help educate children in Costa Rica. They really want to educate children in Costa Rica, give them an education, hope that they'll have economic standing, hope that they'll be able to get out of poverty. In order to do that, somebody who's coming from the United States anyway, they might have to become fluent in Spanish. That could take 2 to 3 years. They probably have to get a college degree, 3 to 4 years. They probably have to get a graduate degree, 1 to 6 years. They have to solicit startup funds, which could take 2 years. They have to move to Costa Rica. They have to adjust to the climate, the food, and the shelter, and that's like 6 to 12 months at least. Then they have to develop a curriculum, 6 months minimum, hire staff, solicit volunteers, another 6 months, pilot the curriculum, make changes, go back, solicit more funds. It's easily 10, 15 years for one goal. And if you look at each of the specific activities, each one has its own sets of challenges and its own difficulties in its own right. But facing those challenges and striving to overcome them is spiritual connection. Even if the program doesn't materialize in the end, as long as it didn't materialize because of situations beyond our control. A hurricane comes, God forbid, some sort of situation comes up, person gets sick. Did we push ourselves to the limit? That's the question. And if we did, then that's spiritual connection. There's another, fundamentally though, according to the connections paradigm, challenges are not a sign that anything is wrong. On the contrary, challenges are nothing more than a divinely orchestrated opportunity for growth. I'm going to say that again. Challenges are nothing more than a divinely orchestrated opportunity for growth. This is because they're necessary for spiritual connection. Without perseverance and overcoming difficulties, we cannot exert heroic efforts for God. You can see how this is completely, completely opposite to the Western paradigm, which values success at the minimum effort. Challenges also, they bring out the best human virtues. They bring out dedication, courage, bravery, perseverance, leadership, humility, prudence, hope, faith, and more. And if we're spiritually connected and we're having a difficulty, then we're excited. We're like, great, here's another opportunity for me to flex my muscles and move forward. Because there's just more opportunity for us to pour forth our potential in this world. There's a third reason why stress and facing challenges are inherently part of spiritual connection. Exerting heroic efforts for God requires remaining committed to our dreams through thick and thin, not getting distracted, not getting unfocused. At some point along the way, we're going to feel stuck, and we're going to feel a lack of inspiration to continue. Other people might oppose us. We might get into trouble. We might not be able to move ahead. Other people will tell us we're foolish. People will laugh at us potentially, and we were going to hit barriers. And sometimes those things happen at the same time, which can be extremely hard. It's also terrifying to pursue your dreams because there's a lot of risk. There's a risk of financial loss and failure and embarrassment, like I mentioned, kind of. And the risk is particularly difficult to withstand when we're mentally, physically exhausted because we've been exerting heroic efforts. So we're pushing ourselves to the limit, and we have the risk. It's almost too much. So it's perfectly normal, though. Perfectly normal. And it has to be expected in the process of exerting heroic efforts. We will, at one point, at least one point along the way, doubt our own abilities, and we're going to feel hopeless, helpless, and as if we've made a mistake. That's called despair. Despairing in our natural abilities is actually not necessarily a bad thing when it comes to this, because exerting heroic efforts is intimately linked with one of the first things we learned in spiritual connection, which is about recognizing our limited scope of control. When we push ourselves to the limit and we recognize that our dreams cannot occur just because of our efforts, we've become palpably aware that our best efforts are not enough and we need to rely on God for assistance. If we truly push ourselves to do God's will, we'll naturally feel completely overwhelmed at some point, and we will recognize that miracles must happen in order for us to be successful. Put it differently, if you're not doubting your ability to be successful, it's an indication that you're not pushing yourself enough, or aren't dreaming big enough, or maybe both, and there's a lack of spiritual connection because by extending beyond our capacity a little bit, not entirely, not in a foolish way, but a little beyond our capacity, we set ourselves up more to rely on God and to recognize our limited scope of control. In some situations, in fact, exerting heroic efforts involves pursuing tasks that seem completely impossible. David, I have some more videos for you, and I'm planning on sending those to you, and you can send them out to the group. But one of the examples that comes to mind is Helen Keller. Deaf and dumb and blind, not dumb, deaf and blind, she could not see from birth. She couldn't see, she couldn't hear, and someone taught her how to speak. Someone taught her how to communicate sophisticated ideas. An incredible thing. And there are other examples as well. It is spiritual connection to pursue our dreams regardless of whether we, even if we don't have the physical means to carry it out. There are plenty of examples of this that have occurred. It's kind of like love. You know, when you're in love, it doesn't matter whether it makes sense. You just do it because you want it to happen. You want to make the relationship work. So you do it, and that's really what this is about. Now, in rare cases, we might have to put our dreams temporarily on the back burner if it's going to blow out our ability to connect to ourselves, blow out our ability to connect to others, cause permanent or even semi-permanent damage on those fronts. But at the end of the day, this is an aspect of life that we have the ability to achieve. So that's the third reason why exerting heroic efforts for God involves stress, is because the whole goal of it is never to give up, and that only materializes when people are in a situation of stress. So our new exercise for today, therefore, is, you might have seen this coming, exerting heroic efforts for God. Once per day, try to identify an activity that you believe God wants you to do, and push yourself to complete it. Just push yourself a little bit. Do it for the sake of fulfilling God's will. For example, often, I think I've spoken about running before in these seminars, so often when I'm on a run, after a certain number of miles, at a certain pace, I hit a little wall, and I'm like, I can't do this. And I think to myself, that's right, you can't do it. We've got to rely on God. God can get you through it, and I push myself for either another mile, another half a mile, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, until I get a lift, until God lifts me out of it, and then somehow, often, I'm able to continue going well past what I expected. But the idea here is once a day, identify an activity that you believe God wants you to do and push yourself to do it. And do it for the sake of God. So that's what's on our chart. We have charting. We have exercise 15, exerting heroic efforts for God. We have exercise 14, Dreaming Big, from last week. We have exercise 13, Tasting the Blessing, recognizing that we are recipients of God's blessing in this world. And that is a wrap for all of the Connections program major sessions and all of the exercises. Now, the next time we meet, that is really our final session. And our goal is going to be to summarize the entire Connections program in a single session, and also to just to wrap up and to go through everything we've learned in one single session. It'll probably be a little bit longer than our typical 20 to 30 minute sessions, as they turned out to be in this audio only format. But I guess we'll see. Maybe we'll be able to wrap up a little sooner or later, depending on how things go.